In studio is Gregory Cheadle. And you may know him as the man Trump called my African American. And this happened at one of Donald Trump's rally where he called this black guy my African American. And that's Gregory Cheadle. And he's here with us. I want to talk to him about that situation and others, as well as taking your phone calls. It's Manhood Hour, 888-77-JESSE. Gregory, thank you for coming in, man.
Oh, man. I'm happy to be here.
I appreciate that. Yeah. And so just a little bit about you. You're a Christian?
You know, I like to I'm very private about religious beliefs and so forth and so on. I tend not to flaunt that. I do believe in the Bible, God. And I say that in a humble way because in this country we have religious freedom.
Right.
And oftentimes there's this tendency to flaunt our religious beliefs. And I always question whether or not we would still flaunt it if we were in a country that was anti-Christian, like if we were in parts of Africa, parts of India, parts of China. And so when it comes for me to answer that question, if someone sees someone Christian in me or something Christian in me, I'm happy with that. But I'm not the type to go around flaunting that I'm a Christian.
And what do you mean flaunting being a Christian?
Well, oftentimes, you know, people will use the Christian label for whatever ends they want. And there's a difference between someone calling themselves a Christian and other people calling that person a Christian. You know, people who were Christ-like were called Christians because they were Christ-like. Today, people tend to take on that label for whatever reason as a way of just sticking their chest out as opposed to being humble about their relationship with God.
And so you're saying that because there are Christians who are not good examples of being a Christian, you would rather to hide, well, not hide it, but not let it be known that you're a Christian?
Again, when you say not let it be known, I think the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we act, that defines us as a Christian more so than what we say, or rather taking on that label saying, well, I'm a Christian, blah, 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 blah. But our demeanor, the things that we do, the things that we are, the things that we are about would show more of a, whether or not we're a Christian as opposed to someone saying that
and
they
so
are.
And so just for the record, though, you are a Christian?
Just for the record, I go with the same answer that I gave you earlier. I don't like to... To me, it's a very humbling thing for one to say that they're a Christian. And I struggle with that because, again, if I were over in Africa and...
But you're not in Africa, you're in America,
and we are
a Christian nation, you would agree to that, right?
I think that there are aspects of the country being Christian.
Are we a Christian nation?
I would have to struggle with that answer. I don't know that we're a Christian nation per se.
You don't know that the United States of America is a Judeo-Christian nation?
It was founded upon those principles, but the way it's acting now, one would have to say, maybe, maybe not.
The way the people are acting or the way America is acting?
Both.
And what do you mean by how is America acting that would make you ponder if we are Christian or not?
Well,
Christian nation.
When you look at the injustices that occur on every level, that's one indication.
Injustice like what?
When you look at the income inequality, when you look at...
What do you mean by that income inequality? What do you mean?
Income inequality.
Income inequality?
Right.
What do you mean by that?
When you look at the wealth disparity between groups... When you look at...
Give me an example.
Well, for instance, if you look at the net worth of the average black person versus the net worth of the average white person or the average Hispanic or the average Asian, there's a disparity there.
Between the black and the white ones, what is the difference?
Considerable. I think it's by a factor of 10, if I'm not mistaken.
So more black people have more money than white people?
No, they have...
Oh, you
Jesse, I love you, man. That will be the day.
Are you saying that black people have more money than whites?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
And what are you saying?
I'm saying that whites have more.
And that's what you call income inequality?
That would be wealth inequality, actually.
Wealthy inequality. And so, like, for people like Obama and Oprah and Bill Cosby and all those rapper people who have more money than other black people, are they wealth inequality, too?
Now we're talking about something else.
We're talking about black people with money compared to the poor people who don't have money. Are they wealth inequality as well?
No.
Why not? They got more money than y'all.
I'm talking
why
about
they're not wealth inequality.
Number one, I'm talking as a group.
But these are a group of blacks, elitist people.
Well, look, I don't know that they are elitist.
Oh, they're elitist.
I would say Obama probably would be an elitist.
Oprah, too.
Okay, I'll give you Oprah.
Bill Cosby?
Not anymore.
Well, his money still is.
To what extent he has it and has control over it.
But the question is, are those elitists, are they income inequality as well toward blacks?
There would be, if you want to hold that there is an income inequality between blacks, then you would have to hold that there is an income inequality between whites and between Hispanics and between Asians.
Is there an income inequality between black or black?
Not based on the definition that I'm using, no.
What is it based on? Between the black and the blacks?
When you look at wealth disparity, there would be wealth disparity between the rich and the poor of any group. Yes.
I'm talking about inequality. So those blacks who what's his name? His sister-in-law beat him up and he started crying.
Jay-Z.
So Jay-Z.
Wait, Jay-Z. Okay. All right,
Jay-Z and Beyonce. Are they income inequality toward other blacks?
I'm really struggling trying to understand the point you're trying to make. When you say income inequality.
They have more money than the white folks.
Than some white folk. There are some white folks with far more money than Jay-Z.
So are they income inequality when it comes to black and black?
Income inequality with respect to black and black. Again, if you want to hold the definition that you're trying to get to, then that would apply across the board.
No, I'm just asking about the black on black. Is there an income inequality between black on black?
Define income inequality with respect to this.
Well, I'm just repeating what you said. How do you define it?
When I talk about income inequality, I'm looking at the gap between the races, specifically.
Right.
The whites, the blacks, Hispanics, and the Asians.
What's wrong with white people having more money than blacks?
The issue is not white people having more money than blacks with respect to right or wrong. The issue is how it was acquired, because you can have any particular group who is gaming the system or doing things that are at the least bit unethical who are taking advantage to get to that point where
what's
they are.
What's wrong with the way the white people got their money as opposed to the way Oprah, Snoop Dogg, and all those people getting their money and other blacks who don't have as much money? What's wrong with the way white people got their money?
Well, it depends on which white you're talking about.
Speak of income inequality, who are you referring to?
I'm talking across the board. I just got through saying that the wealth inequality is across the board.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it? There's a lot wrong with it if it was acquired wrongly.
When
you game the system, look at Congress, for instance. Congress is purchased by both houses of Congress are purchased, period. They're bought. Okay, the legislation that comes out of D.C.
What do you mean they're bought?
Lobbyists, corporations, special interests have purchased our government.
What races do we have in Congress? Is it just white people there?
Over 90%, yes.
It's mostly white in Congress?
Yes.
And so is it only the white people who are being bought in Congress?
There are some blacks. Everybody is bought. Well, I shouldn't say everybody. I would dare say 99.99% of Congress is purchased, yes.
And so the blacks who are in Congress, they've been bought to?
Without a doubt, if they have taken the money.
And so are they hurting black people by being bought, the blacks in Congress?
Anybody in Congress who is bought, who is purchased, the legislation that they pass will hurt blacks.
Okay. So let me ask. So you're a Christian. I went, kind of.
You won't let that go, will you?
Are you a Democrat or Republican?
Neither.
Were you a Democrat or Republican at one point?
Republican.
Republican. Have you ever been a Democrat?
Never.
And so I wanted to talk to you about this thing that's going around that says that you have turned on Donald Trump, the great white hope. And so, first of all, is it true that you no longer support Donald Trump, the president?
You know, this news story has taken on a life of its own.
That's why I'm asking you. Is it true?
I know, and I'm getting to that. Donald Trump has my support in the things that he is doing well. I think the economy is doing pretty well. He has my support there. But to say that I've turned my back on him, and let me make something perfectly clear. You know, there's a story going out that I hate Donald Trump. I don't hate him. I don't have room in my heart. I don't have the time to hate anybody. You know, we just had a little disagreement, but I don't hate Donald Trump. I would not want to be in his position. I pray for the man.
Is it true that you no longer support Donald Trump?
I just got through saying that I support him, and I've said this over and over
again.
So
you didn't turn on him?
No.
Is it true that when he first, did he say, when you at a rally,
right,
and he called you my African American?
I was at a rally in Redding, California, June 3rd of 2016, and he was there doing his campaign thing. I got to the front. A friend of mine, Sheldon, helped me get to the front, VIP section.
And did he call you my African-American?
He did.
He called you specifically that.
He did.
And when he first called you that, were you okay with that?
Well, there's a backstory to that. You know, when he said that, the media just shows him pointing and saying, there's my African-American.
But was he pointing at you?
He was, but there was a backstory to that. The backstory was he was making a statement about he has a great friend, a black guy who's a great friend, whatever. And he was wondering how he was doing. And I said, I'm here. And when I said, I'm here, that's when he pointed.
Right.
He didn't just look out in the audience and say, oh, there's a black guy. I'm going to say, there's my African-American. And so the media, the AP was the only one that got that story correct. The AP called me and asked me what the true story was. And I told them, but the media had already taken it and spun it the way they wanted to spin it.
Of course. So did he call you my African-American friend?
He didn't say friend. He just said my
African-American. I mean my African-American.
Right.
And when he said it, were you okay with that at the time?
Well, I was okay with it because
you were happy with that at the time.
Because what he said after that was, aren't you the greatest? And I said, yes.
Well, when he said my African-American, were you happy with that? No problem.
In the context that it was done, there was no problem with it.
When the president said it and did it and pointed, were you happy with that? No problem at the time.
There was no problem in the context in which it was done. Like I said, he said, aren't you the greatest?
So when the president said my African-American and whatever else he said, were you happy with those words at the time? No problem.
You're using the word happy. What this was basically a heckling joke that went south.
I know, but can you answer that for me? Were you okay with the words when he said it?
In the context in which it was given, yes.
Meaning that at the time that he said it, it was no problem for you?
There was no problem in the context in which it occurred. When he said,
what do you mean
you
by context?
I just got through saying that when he said that, I had already pointed, I'd already raised my hand as a joke to say that I'm here because I was one of only a handful of black people in the audience, approximately 4,000 people in that hot tarmac. I was
Had he ever seen you or met you prior to that day?
No.
He had never seen you or heard of you or met you prior to that day when he said, my African-American.
I can't say that he never heard of me, but I never met the man. I never spoke with him before.
And he had never seen you before, as far as you know, when he said that.
I don't know what intelligence the guy has.
No, I said, as far as you know.
As far as I know.
You had never seen, I mean, he had never seen you or heard of you before that day, right?
I don't know.
As far as you know.
I don't know what the guy knows.
That's why I said, as far as you know, he had never met you, you've never met him or seen you prior to that day when he said, my African-American friend, as far as you know, right?
Again, I don't have the intelligence that he has with respect to the data.
Do you know what I mean when I say as far as you know? That means you don't know if he knew who you were.
I can't say what you want me to say, make an absolute statement. I can't do that. What I'm saying
is that
the
president had never met you in person prior to that day.
I just got through saying that the president had never met me. I've never met him. I never spoke with him on the phone.
Why did you go to his rally?
Because I wanted to see and hear for myself what he had to say.
And because you're a Republican, right?
Yes.
Did you vote for him?
I did.
You voted for the president. And were you supporting the whole man up until that day?
I was not supporting anybody up to that day. That's why I went to see him for myself.
How do you see President Trump?
Now or then?
Then and now.
I went to the rally because when I looked at him in the media, there was this circus. They were making all these statements. They were making all these stories. And I was trying to figure out how in the world this occurred. And so I went to the rally to see him and to hear him speak for myself, to understand more why he was under constant attack by the media.
So what's your impression of him? What was your impression of him prior to going to that meeting?
I was open. I didn't know much about him. I'm not.
But you voted for him.
That was after the fact. But look, Jessica, and
he had been in office for almost 3 years.
You're just throwing question after question without letting me finish what I'm trying. The points that I like to make.
Okay.
I didn't know anything. I'm not one to sit in front of a television and watch it. You know, Donald Trump. I'm not a Donald Trump groupie. Again, I went to that to hear what he had to say.
Right.
And I was pleased with what he had to say.
Right.
And so he got my vote based on what he had to say, in addition to being anti-Clinton.
When did you go to this rally where he said, my African-American?
I said earlier, it was June 3rd, 2016.
And this is 2019?
Yeah.
Why is this just coming up?
Why is what just coming up?
This whole deal with you and the president about my African friend. This is 2019. Why is it just coming up now?
This thing has never died.
Oh. And so your personal impression of the president was what prior to this incident?
Again, I had nothing on which to go by other than these media sound bites.
What's your impression of him now?
One of the things that I will give Donald Trump credit for is that he is resilient.
Right.
He's a fighter. I can't think of any other person that could endure the onslaught of negativity and media butchery that he has gone through. So I think I give him kudos for that.
And what else? How else do you see him?
I see him as, I think it was Jehu who drove the chariot wild. I see him pretty much as a bull in a china shop, which is a good thing.
Do you believe he is a racist?
I've never called Donald Trump a racist.
Do you believe that he is for white people only?
I would say that he has a white superiority complex. To say that he's for white people only, that's a bit of a stretch, but I will say that he has a white superiority complex.
Do you believe what is a white superiority complex? What is that?
You know, when a person has a white superiority complex, they are pro-white, period.
What's wrong with that?
Well, if you're the president of the United States and you pass laws that benefit your group, the whites, then that's a problem because that excludes people like us.
What law did the president pass that exclude everybody else but white people?
When you say excludes, now you're making absolutes. What I'm saying is that
you said when you pass laws that Only go for the white folks and not for others that leave you out. What laws has he passed or a law that he's passed that exclude everyone but white people?
When you look at what he's done, it shows that he has a white superiority complex. When you look at his cabinet, we only have one black in there, as far as I know, Ben Carson. When you look at the White House interns,
I'll come back to that. What law has the president passed? No, you're skipping this question. What law has the president passed that excluded everyone but white people?
You can't say that there is a law that excludes
you
everybody.
You said that when you pass laws that exclude everyone but white people.
Pass laws and when you do things that.
What law did he pass?
First of all, you're making something that isn't what I'm saying.
What
I'm saying that when you have a white superiority, you can have a black superiority complex for all that
matter. Well, we talk about the president.
We are. And what I'm saying is that when you have a white superiority complex, your people come first. When you look at what has the president done
to imply that he had enforced laws?
I just got through saying
what law did he pass?
We're not talking about laws.
Why did you bring that up then?
Because you said when you pass laws
that exclude everyone but white people.
I did not say when you pass laws that exclude everybody.
Why did you bring that up?
I'm giving you an example.
What law did he pass?
I did not say he passed a law. You cannot pass a law. Well, you probably could now, but passing a law is not really the issue. What I'm saying is when you have a white superiority complex, when you have any superiority complex, your people come first. And again, when you look at his cabinet, when you look at his interns, when you look at his judicial appointments, that is showing clearly that there's a white superiority complex.
How is that?
Who's in there? Nothing but whites.
But why would that indicate white superiority complex? Maybe best qualified people? How about that?
How in the world can you say that they're best qualified when these people don't even have experience?
What do you mean?
When you look at his judicial appointments, those people are given preference, period. His group is given preference. Even Clarence Thomas made the point that when it came to having his interns, that
do
he was not
the
going
president-
to have... go the way that everyone else had gone through with their buddy-buddy system.
Should I take the break, y'all? Hold on a minute. We'll take a quick break. We'll take some calls. I'm talking to Gregory. Say your last name.
Cheeto.
Sound like Cheetos.
No, well, Cheetos. Well, Cheetos are less expensive.
And we'll open it up treasure chest right now, folks. So go to the treasure chest, whatever that means. So Gregory is the guy that went to a Trump rally up in
Redding, California.
And at the time, you were a Republican, right?
Right.
And the president said, that's my African friend. I mean, African American. And you raise your hand. I'm here.
No, I raised my hand first.
And then that's when he pointed out. African-American friend.
As a joke, I raised my hand.
Did you know he was just being funny and making a joke?
When he said, that's my African-American?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, you had to be there to really understand everything, because it was funny. I mean, everybody around us was laughing.
Yeah, it was funny. And so, do you believe that the president is a racist?
I would not call him a racist, no.
Do you believe that the president is for white people only?
I would say that he is for white people, but I wouldn't say white people only, because that's a little bit absolute.
Have you ever said that the president is for white people only?
I've never said that the president was for white people only.
Have you said that the president is for white people?
Yes.
But not only.
I've said that the president has a white superiority complex, and in that context, he would be for whites, yes.
And so... You still feel that way about the president?
I do.
And when you say white, he has a white complex.
White superiority complex.
Meaning that he care about white people first.
Well, it would be tantamount to saying that Louis Farrakhan has a black superiority complex.
And does that mean that the president care about white people first?
Yes.
And so you never said the president is for white people only?
No.
Okay. Here's a soundbite I want you to respond to.
Let me hear this.
Let's see that, Joe.
So,
right.
What have you seen since Trump's become president? What has changed your mind about him and about the party?
Well, I mean, he and the party have just shown that they have no interest in any other group but whites. You know, whites are the primary group. Everyone else may get crumbs.
So is that you saying that the president is for whites only?
That's not me. That's not only.
Well, that you.
That was me, but that does not say only.
You didn't say the word only, but you were saying he for whites and others may get the crumbs.
Does that say only? Well, I did not say only. Let's repeat it.
You didn't use the word only, but it means only.
So what have you seen since Trump's become president? What has changed your mind about him and about the party?
Well, I mean, he and the party have just shown that they have no interest in any other group but whites. You know, whites are the primary group. Everyone else may get crumbs.
So you believe that the president, that was you, right?
That was me.
On CNN.
On CNN with Don Lemon.
The president's enemies, right? You know you went to the enemies, right?
David was taken care of by the enemies.
We're talking about you and CNN right now. We ain't talking about David.
I feel like I'm an enemy here.
You went to the enemy of the president.
I'm in the enemy camp right now.
Why you say that?
The way you're treating me.
What do you mean?
Look at you. I mean, you know, see, even your producer's laughing.
What do you mean?
Now, come on, let's go.
So you believe that the president is for whites only?
I did not say whites. You keep using that word only.
Let's play it one more time.
It says primary and may. Those are key words in there. Primary and
hold
May.
On a minute. Hold on.
So,
right.
What have you seen since Trump's become president? What has changed your mind about him and about the party?
Well, I mean, he and the party have just shown that they have no interest in any other group but whites. You know, whites are the primary group. Everyone else may get crumbs.
What has the president done or said that he is for whites and that others may get the crumbs?
Well, let me put it to you this way. What programs has the president instituted that were specifically for the benefit of any other group?
What has the president done or said
that
caused you to say that he has no interest in any other group?
The very answer that you're giving me right now proves my point. He has not instituted
you
a single
made the
program.
Statement,
I certainly, and I'm backing it up right
Gregory,
now.
You made the statement.
I'm backing it
what
up right now.
What has the president done or said?
The president
that he has
done,
no interest in any other group but whites.
The president has done exactly what I'm saying in that he has not put forth a program specifically to benefit blacks.
What kind of program do y'all want?
That would do y'all? Yeah. Oh, you're not black. It's just me in this room. Okay, all right, Jesse.
What program do you guys want, you people want, that make you think that the president is for you?
When you look at the plight of blacks, period, when you look at us, we are the lowest on the low.
And whose fault is that?
When you look at...
Whose fault is that?
It's the white government that has been instituted since... Specifically, let's go back to 1930s when
what
you had
the
FHA
the government
and the
VA. Done, the white government done... To keep you down,
when
personally.
You,
when, what when have you, they done
when
to
you
keep
look
you
at,
down?
When you look at the FHA, when you look at the VA, when you look at HLLC.
What does that have to do with you?
It has a lot to do with me
what?
Because I was not. When you look at whites, going back to wealth disparity and wealth inequality, when you look at those programs benefited white. They excluded blacks, okay? When you look at Levittown in New York. When you look,
I heard
you look
all this before.
Well, you may have
time.
Heard it, but you don't want to believe it or accept it.
Gregory,
but the fact remains that wealth is generated that
Gregory,
way
you said
and to our detriment.
You said on CNN that the president and other whites have no interest in any other group but whites.
Right.
What has the president done or said?
I've just got through telling you, Jesse.
I don't want all that stuff was established before the president.
Okay, so in other words, it doesn't even count. It doesn't matter where we are right now.
What has the president done since being in the White House?
I just got through saying that since the president has been in the White House, he has done nothing specifically to help blacks or any other group, but he has done everything to help whites. When you look at the white, when you look at the white cabinet, when you look at the white interns, when you look at the white judicial appointments, that is. Right on with respect to him not giving a rip about anybody else but putting whites first.
Amazing. So let
it
me
is
ask,
amazing.
When the president cut back taxes, that didn't benefit the blacks?
No.
When the president brought in all these jobs and all these blacks were working now, that didn't help the blacks.
When you look, Jesse, you're not getting the full picture. When you talk about helping blacks, the amount of tax that was cut with respect to any benefit that blacks received was negligible. You know, last report I saw was 1.2% increase in wages.
You're not answering my question. When the president brought back manufacturing jobs.
You're not even hearing me. You don't even want to hear what I have to say.
I want you to answer the question, then I will hear you. When the president brought back all these jobs as president and black people gone back to work, that's not helping blacks.
What jobs?
Is that helping
what jobs?
Black? No, just
you,
answer
you're telling
that.
Me. You're telling
you
me
don't
jobs.
Know that
how
there are
can
more.
How can I answer your question? You don't even give me the full answer.
You don't know that there are more black people working under this president than any president in the last 50 years or so.
I doubt if that's true.
Well, why did you admit that the economy is doing well?
Just because the economy is doing well doesn't mean blacks are doing well.
So blacks
look,
are not
look,
doing.
Look up and down the street.
Blacks are
look,
not doing well.
No.
Amazing.
It is amazing that they're not doing well when they should.
Did they do well under Obama?
I would say no.
Did you vote for Obama?
No.
Do you believe the president is a racist?
For the fifth time, no.
And you believe that the president and other white people, the president and other white people have no interest
get it straight,
in
Jesse.
Any other group but whites. You believe that about the president, right?
When I said that, you also left out some words. I said primarily and may. Others may get crumbs.
Right. But you believe that his primary interest is in whites.
Clearly.
Okay.
I've just said that.
Amazing.
It is amazing. It's disgusting as well.
So if you don't believe that black people are doing better under this president when it comes to working and money and whatever else, right? You don't believe they're doing better.
Better than what? Better than they were under Obama?
Any other president.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but when you...
You don't believe it, right?
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but the one thing that needs to be brought out is you're asking me to compare, and you're not giving me something to compare it to. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but when I look at black people, I do not see them doing better. And if you want to say that, you know, their increase in wages is maybe 0.5%, then that would be better. So if you want to hold that argument, then fine, that they would be doing better.
Do you believe that black unemployment is a record low?
No.
You don't believe it?
When you look at CNN, again,
the enemy of the president that you went to, when they
Jesse,
said
that...
Jesse,
it would be so nice if I could finally get a question that I can answer fully without you just barraging.
I know you want to give me this...
Well, you don't want to hear it.
When CNN reported that...
What you want are sound bites.
Let me just ask this. When CNN reported that black unemployment is a record low, did you believe CNN?
No.
Oh, you thought they were lying?
It's not a matter of lying. It's a matter of having statistics that are insignificant, that mean nothing. When you say that black unemployment is the lowest that it's ever been...
CNN said it. Were they lying?
Based on what CNN had in front of them with that number, and that number is holding, they can have it. That's fine. But that number does not mean hardly anything because it doesn't take into account the true number of blacks who are not working. When you look at the number...
Were they lying?
If CNN is lying, then everybody else is lying if they use that same data.
And so after this happened with the president, you no longer... are a Republican, right? You became an independent or something?
Right.
And why did you leave the Republican Party?
Republican Party up there was inhospitable to blacks.
What do blacks want? What do you people want?
What do you people want? Yeah. Well, you sound like Ross Perot.
What do you people want?
You're blacker than I am, and you're saying, what do you people want?
In order for you people to know that we care about you, what do you want?
You know, there have been so many historic injustices with respect to the government that has allowed whites to prosper and kept blacks from prospering. And again, if you want to go back, you said you heard it before. You don't want to hear it again, I'm sure. But when you go back to the FHA and the VA and HLLC, those loans that were given to whites that excluded blacks, the same with the farms, the same with the home improvement loans. When you look at all that stuff, that allowed whites to acquire wealth, that when with that wealth to acquire more houses and to educate their children. You don't want to hear that.
So you believe that that stopped the blacks from prospering?
It set forth an unequal playing field.
So how did Oprah, Louis Farrakhan, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Obama, and Big Mama Michelle, and all these preachers with money?
How
did they all get so much money?
How did they get Amazon not pay taxes?
How did they get past all this?
How did Verizon not?
How did they get wealth if white people were holding other black people back? How did they do so well? How did they do so well?
What's her name?
No, I'm asking about the blacks. How did they do so
well? There's always going to be an exception, Jesse.
So what was their secret that caused them to get past? Did they ever tell you?
No, I've not met Oprah. I've not met Jay-Z.
Why don't you ask them? Since they,
if Oprah came in here right now, I would ask her.
If they got past,
if Jay-Z came in here right now, I would ask him.
So you don't have an idea? Do you love white people?
I love everybody.
How about white people?
I love everybody.
Do you love white people?
I love everybody.
I'm only asking about whites.
I love everybody.
Do you love white people?
I love everybody. I love people of all stripes.
I didn't ask about everybody.
Whites would include everybody.
Do you love Jews?
I love everybody.
How about the Jews?
I love everybody.
Do you love the blacks?
I love everybody.
You're not going to answer that question, huh?
No, because you're making sound bites, and it's clear you're trying to get me to say things that it just isn't right. But the point I'm trying to make is you're playing a game on radio. What I'm saying and what I've said is that I love everybody.
I didn't ask about anybody.
Everybody is included.
I didn't ask about that.
I told you I like everybody. That would have saved you a whole lot of time instead of going group by group by group. I love the Eskimos?
Would have saved me time when I asked that you love white people? Had you said no, wouldn't that have saved time?
No, because you would have gone on to some other group as well. Black
no,
people,
I would
Jews.
Not have. I would not have.
Why did you say Jews and then blacks then?
Because you wouldn't answer about the whites.
I said everybody.
I only asked about the whites.
That was so, that
Are
was
you
wholesale.
For open border?
No.
You want a wall around the border?
I think a wall would be good to secure the United States.
Do you want a wall around the border?
I take one.
Do you want a wall around the border?
I want a wall around the border, but I want it paid for differently.
How do you want it paid for?
If you had a program in effect that would stop all of this illegal welfare to illegals, that would be more than enough to pay for the wall.
Mexico would pay for it, but let me ask.
How is Mexico
illegals
paying
are coming
it?
To our country, right? And long story short, blacks are being affected first and foremost because they're moving into the black community. They're attacking black people. They're taking the job. They're overcrowding the public schools, which are no good anyway. And they are running blacks out. Does that bother you that that is happening to the blacks?
Yes.
And so for that reason, you want the wall up?
No.
You don't want the wall up?
You're asking, those are two different questions. You asked about if I wanted the wall up for the blacks, and I said no. Then you asked if I wanted the wall up. I said yes earlier to that. So
let's take some calls real fast. I know you're supposed to stay for only 30 minutes, but can we hold you over?
No.
You don't want to take
I don't
calls?
Want to be here anymore, Jesse. Now, we'll hold over. Come on.
Let's go to Anthony out of Chicago. Anthony, you're on with Gregory.
Hey, Gregory, how are you doing? Jesse, how are you, boy?
Oh, good. How are you, Anthony?
Listen, I'm a little bit upset here. Just outside of Chicago from the live chat. Just want to let you guys know that, I mean, you're supposed to start off with a manhood album.
Hold on a minute. Let me take that call. I don't have time for that right now. Let's go to Richie out of Boston. Talk to Anthony. Let's see. Richie, you're on with Gregory.
Hi, Gregory.
Hi. Is it Richie?
Gregory, I just have a quick question. And by the way, I love you, and I'm white.
Okay.
I love you. You look really good in your suit and stuff like that.
Thank you.
Know, you're doing your 2019 world tour.
I'm in the place for it.
What was your inspiration for using the quote-unquote crumbs?
What was my inspiration for it?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Well, what I'm saying is that a lot of these government programs benefit the group that they're targeted to, and the other people may get crumbs. That's what I'm in reference to.
I didn't ask you that. I said, who, isn't a person, was your inspiration for using that word crumbs? Who was your inspiration? male, female, black, white, doesn't matter. Who was your inspiration?
There was no person for that.
No prominent Democratic leader from San Francisco used that rhetoric?
You may know more about the people in San Francisco who would use that than I do. I don't know.
I doubt that.
Well, I mean, who are you talking about then? Help me,
I don't know. I asked you the question. Someone used the word crumbs, and she, I'll give you a hint, is from San Francisco, about the president's tax break.
Well, I don't know who you're in reference to. I don't know when that statement was made. Those are my words. I don't have to copy anybody else. Those are my words.
Okay. Jesse, I love you. I got to go back to work. Nick, take. Joel, love you guys. Got to go.
All right. Thank you, Richie. Do you love the president?
I love the president.
You love President Trump?
I love everybody.
Do you feel in a sense of guilt in the way that you are going around and bad-mouthing him or
first of all,
trying to put him down, he put white people... He and other whites.
What is worse?
For the white. Let's see. I want to make sure.
Get it right, Jesse.
When you said that he's for the whites,
and don't say only
more so than other groups, they only get crumbs. Do you feel badly saying that about the president?
No more badly than he does doing it.
So you don't feel bad about that?
No.
Amazing. Will you be voting for him in 2020?
It depends on who is running.
Let me go to Drew out of Georgia. Drew, you're on with Gregory.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hey, Drew, real fast.
Hi,
we're kind of running out of time here. Go ahead.
Hey, I got you. One thing with the election coming up, man, I noticed that a bunch of prominent Democrats and Democratic leaders in the black community, if someone comes at us with facts, the first thing we have to do is say, the first thing a Democratic leader says is, oh, he's racist, oh, he's racist. It's like they throw buzzwords out to overshadow the facts that, you know, a Republican or someone that's not Democrat tries to give blacks. But it's overshadowed when someone says, oh, he's racist. Oh, he's racist. You look at some of these panels that's been going on lately, you know, and a Republican can be given the most amazing facts in the world. And a Democratic person or leader would say, but he's racist, but he's racist. Why is it always the go-to defense for the Democrats to say that, oh, he's racist, even though facts are being presented to show that we are doing better in some cases in America now? You said that he's not doing anything, but he's donated millions to HBCUs. He's putting money in urban areas to try to you know, create economic development there. So he is doing things.
And he's helping to let the blacks out of jail and prison.
Let me ask
him. Right.
Are you saying that he gave his own money to HBCUs or government money?
Oh, no, I'm not saying. I don't know.
Okay. No, I was just asking because it would be new to me that he gave his own money to the HBCUs. That's why I was asking the question. Because if he gave money to the HBCUs,
but you know that since being the president, he's given tax dollars to black colleges.
No, I know he's done that.
Is that a good thing?
It's a necessary thing.
Is that for white people?
White people are taking over the HBCUs.
You say that's unnecessary?
Pardon?
You said that it's unnecessary that he gives to HBCUs?
No. I said it was necessary.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
I got to ask. I know that you're a male. Are you a man?
Am I a man?
Yes.
Defined as?
Are you a man?
Define it.
You don't know what a man is?
I do, but I don't know what you're up to.
What is a man?
There are a host of definitions, and I don't know which one you want to get to. Because
I want to know from you, what is a man?
Are you a man?
Yes.
Okay.
What is a man?
What is a man? I want your
you're
definition
of a man.
You're
not able to tell me. I'm asking you.
I'm able to tell you. But
what is a man?
I'm able to tell you.
What is it then?
Generally speaking, a man is a male with X amount of experience in order to survive and thrive and perhaps take care of.
That's your definition of a man?
Yes.
And do you have love?
Yes.
What is love?
Love is, well, there's three types. You have agape, you have philios.
Which one do you have?
I have all three.
Oh, you do?
And actually, there's five, but I'm not going to get into that.
That's which three do you have?
All three.
And are you an honest man?
It depends.
On what?
To say absolutely that I'm honest would be dishonest.
So it's hard to, it would be hard for you to admit that you're a dishonest man?
No, that would be easy.
Are you a dishonest man?
At times I could be.
So you're not an honest man?
I don't know anyone on the planet who's honest 100% of the time.
How about you?
100% of the time? No.
You're not?
I'm a sinner.
There are times when you are not an honest man.
In thoughts, yes. There are times when a lot, tell me, is there anybody walking the planet who is honest 100% of the time?
Let's talk to Stephen out of Texas. Stephen, we have four or five minutes left here. Hold on a minute. Let me see, where are you? Oh, right here.
Hello.
Hey, Stephen, you're on with Gregory. Go right to your point.
Hey, Stephen.
Okay, how you doing, Gregory?
Pretty good, here with Jesse.
Okay. I had a question. I wanted to ask you something.
Sure.
Earlier when Jesse was asking you about do you love white people, you said you love Eskimos, but for some reason you can't say you love white people. And I was wondering, why is that?
Well, first of all, I love white people. You know, here we are. This is my first time meeting Jesse, and we're on the radio and TV. We're having a good time. And so we just badger one another. That's what that's about.
Yeah, I got you.
Couldn't say you love white people?
No. Well, go ahead, Stephen. What was the rest of your point?
Well, that was it. And the other thing is the definition of love is truth in all situations.
Truth in all situations.
Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate you. Christopher is out of California. Christopher, you're on with Stephen.
Hi, how you doing?
All is well. Go ahead, real fast.
I have a question for your guest.
Okay.
All right, Christopher.
You know how you said earlier that that Trump has a white superiority complex or something like that?
Right.
Yeah. I was wondering if that comes from maybe you feel that the blacks aren't the center of attention, and maybe that's why you think that he's only focused on one group because he's not paying too much attention to the blacks?
Well, let me put it all in perspective. Since the founding of this country, no president has put the plight of blacks on par with the plight of whites. So that's across the board.
Why should they be doing that? Shouldn't you put yourself on that? Why do the blacks need someone to make them feel good?
Why do whites need someone to give them everything that they need?
Why do blacks need someone to make them feel good? It's a question.
It's not a matter of feeling good. It's a matter of being good. Why is it that this group
good?
Can be treated fairly and one group unfairly?
Why do
it's not a matter
need
of feeling
someone
good.
To make them?
Why do whites have to have the whole game in their favor? They make the laws, they enforce the laws, and they benefit when the laws are broken. That's white superiority complex in a nutshell. When they make the rules, when they enforce the rules.
Would you agree with me that white people are under attack more than any other race in America?
No.
White people are not under attack?
Blacks are under attack
are
far
white
more
people
than whites.
By whom?
The whole... Go walk down the street and
who
see how long it is
before... Who are attacking black people?
The law enforcement, the court system, they are attacking blacks.
When you look at white people under attack?
Not nearly as much as black folk.
Are white people under attack?
In what respect?
Amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to me.
Christopher.
Yes.
Real fast.
Go ahead, Christopher.
Black people are being under attack. Maybe that's just because they're being called out for the things that they've done. I mean, it's only natural to feel defensive whenever you're getting called out.
Thank you, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for coming on, Gregory.
Oh, Jesse. You people are good to me.
The Hate Report is coming up next. The Hate Report. Don't touch the dial. Thank you all. I couldn't get to Paulie and author and everybody. I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow to Lord is Willing and the Creek Don't Rise. And we also do D-Live tomorrow, Super Chats. All right. Thank you. Go to RebuildTheDemand.com and support the move. Thank you.